sunshine on his love, thinking on the wonders from above. And every day will be Sunday by and by. Well, when I reach that city so bright and fair, all of my friends and loved ones are gonna welcome me up there. I'm gonna sit down and pull on my long white robe, sit down beside my Lord, and every day will be Sunday by and by. John Joe Enoch. Woo! I got sins to prophesy. Every day will be Sunday by and by.
Those are our token white boys for today's broadcast. Those are the Statler brothers right there. I think we have a few white people in the mix today. A lot of black people in the mix. Well, a DEI programmed the show today. So, Theron X here, and welcome to On the Edge. So glad you could join me. A lot of really old R&B today. Those are the Statler brothers. And every day will be Sunday in the by and by. You know, I think about that. Now, think about a lot of the songs that you grew up with that you listen to now. That just rock you, man. I mean, just reach inside and rip you to shreds, rock you. And a lot of the blues, R&B, soul tunes are about cheating and lying and breaking somebody's heart and adultery and all sorts of stuff, shooting somebody. And so are we going to have jukeboxes like that in heaven? I mean, or are we just going to all of a sudden, oh, I don't like that stuff anymore? I don't know. I wonder about things like that. I hope we have jukeboxes left. I hope little Walter Jacobs is up there doing his thing. That's exactly what I'm talking about. Sonny Boy Williamson, yeah, Jimi Hendrix. Theron X here, you're on the edge. It's Alternative Bump Music Friday. Now, I just posted a picture. This was a rare picture taken of Jill Biden, and she's screaming at the top of her lungs. He had a cold! That was it. By the way, that was the latest thing advanced by that black midget in the White House. I forget her name, Jean-Pierre, something like that. The one that broke the black lesbian midget ceiling in the White House. The glass ceiling. Anyway, she came out and said that he had jet lag and then a cold, and I don't know what they're saying. I'm talking about Joe Biden. I don't know what they're saying now. I think they don't care. You know, it's being advanced, and I'd argue some would probably be successful. I pray not. They're advancing that it doesn't matter what Joe is. Joe's irrelevant because what matters is the people around him. In other words, the Obama team. That's what they're saying right now. A lot of leftists are saying that. It doesn't matter. Nation's in good hands. What doesn't matter if Joe's in there, if Joe gets in there and falls over, doesn't matter because we got the team. We just have him as the front person. They put the pen in his hand and he'll sign things. We can find other people to do that. We've got the team. Now, that, by the way, is the administrative state. That is exactly what we're trying to get rid of, but not on the other side. That's because they're with the enemy camp, right? Yeah, that's what they want. They want the administrative state. But it's stunning to hear people say that and actually mean it. It just defies logic. Yeah, we don't care who's president. We want a bureaucracy. Yeah, and we want them to do the stuff we want, which is buy votes and give people stuff. I'm right now putting the finishing touches on this book I've been screaming about on the show, and it really is hitting me. I got about chapter two left. It's called Dangerous Rhythms by T.J. English. And the reason I mention it, a lot of this music I'm playing today, music I've been playing for my entire whole life, since I was a little kid, 8 years old, with a blonde Zenith box set that had the AM radio and the turntable in there with the skinny spindle with the 16 to 33 and a third to 45 to 78 speeds on the turntable. Since I've been playing music that far back, and listening to the radio, I had no idea just how influential the Mafia is in the fact that that music was even made and made into a popular idiom and got to play in clubs. How instrumental the Mafia, straight up criminals, are in getting the music to the people. It is stunning. We'll talk more about that when we come back. Listen closely to the lyrics in this tune. You're on the Edge. It's Alternative Butt Music Friday.
Just because your best friend told you he was too old. Now let me tell you, she lied. And now they find him, now you want him back. Yes, you do. But let me tell you, but I'm telling you right now, Etta, I ain't going for that, no, I ain't. It was a case of you know you cheated and you lied right to the end. Yes, you did. You even talked about your man to his best friend. And you ain't had no business doing that. Then you promised him if he'd come back, he'd never miss you. But now he belongs to me, huh? And I ain't gonna lose him. It was a case of yes, I have. You didn't know that, did you? I've been trying to think of a way to make you mine. Now listen. I will still be your best friend and do all I can. Sure enough. But I'll never, never, never let go of that man. Because